Welcome back to EAA Radio. You're listening to Magneto Mel
and Wireless Mike
here on 1210 AM, 93.3 FM, or on the web at eaaradio.net. And we're joined today by
Bill Waterman
and hello,
Clarity Aloft Technologies. And Bill, what is Clarity Aloft Technologies?
Oh, actually, we have one product, actually two products, but one type of product, and that's a very, very lightweight in-the-ear noise attenuating headset that is rapidly taking over particularly high-noise aircraft for really excellent communications and high noise.
And I see that you're holding one here. Can you hold that up to the mic so our listeners can see?
Yes, there you go. Can you see now?
Yes. Now, that's the unfortunate thing about radio is that you can't see how small and light this headset is. How much does it weigh?
Oh, the head weight is about an ounce and a half of weight on the head. And no clamping pressure. It just kind of rests on your ears, kind of like a professional singer's microphone.
And now, again, we can't see this. So what gives you, with that lightweight, what gives you all the noise cancellation that makes it so quiet?
It's really hearing aid technology. We use a hearing aid speaker. They call it a dual balanced armature, a very high quality speaker. But the key to it really is that the sound is delivered directly into the ear canal that's totally sealed by a patented canal tip. And this canal tip expands, forms a perfect seal on your ear.
Kind of like earplugs.
Kind of like earplugs, only about probably 5 to 10 dB quieter than the best earplug that is available. And so it seals the ear canal and then delivers sound directly inside of it. And then you don't have to cancel sound if you don't let it in the first place. So we're a better solution to a problem that shouldn't exist in the first place. But if you don't have this large accumulator, a resonator, as it were, you don't have to take that noise out because you don't let it in the first place.
So what you're saying is that the standard headset that clamps on the side of your head, that's a big cup there, and the noise gets in there and it bounces around and makes it even louder?
Precisely, especially the low-frequency noise. Your big cups are very good at high-frequency, jet engine noise, wind noise, if and only if you have a perfect seal around the ear, if you don't have glasses or hair or something else. With a perfect seal, the big cup gives you very good hearing protection and sound reduction in the high frequencies. But unfortunately, it becomes an amplifier for the low frequencies. And so it makes them louder and more interfering. And therefore, the concept was introduced, well, I guess about 20 years ago, of phase reversing and canceling that low frequency noise out. So it's a complex solution to a problem that shouldn't exist in the first place.
And this just eliminates the need for that problem.
This eliminates the need for that solution.
And who conceived of this?
I did, actually.
How did that happen?
Well, I had a friend that designed these canal tips for hearing aids, and he convinced me that they had incredibly good attenuation. And had never really been used in a general aviation aircraft. There had been one company that had introduced them into Army helicopters, so the technology had some history, and then we just took that and converted it to an aviation aircraft with a microphone and a boom to hold it and the appropriate electronics.
You know, and another thing that is actually, I don't know if this is sort of an ancillary benefit that you didn't anticipate, but it's very, a friend of mine once dubbed as, it's got a high Fisher price factor, because there's not a lot to break on it.
Exactly. Yeah, the most breakage you get...
From the moving parts and the adjustable...
Well, actually, no, it's when people get out of the airplane and forget they're wearing a headset, and then the wires go yank. That's our most common breakage.
Interesting. Yeah, because it is so light, you could actually forget that you're wearing it.
Oh, yeah, people do. And so they tend to get out quickly. And they learn after a while they need to take it off first. But you truly don't know you have it on. You forget it's there.
Well, and for someone like me that's got more hair than the average bear, then that actually, the standard headset, kind of have to disentangle, and this one you don't.
It also doesn't have any moving parts that
right.
can pinch hair.
Right, exactly.
And, you know, for those who would have longer hair.
Exactly, and no clamping force to give you a headache over a long period of time. You can wear earrings with it. I noticed Mel has a few there.
And, yeah, a couple.
Yeah, and so those won't interfere, whereas those would interfere with a conventional headset because they could keep it from making a good seal.
Excellent. And, you know, I also heard that there's might be some issues with why you wouldn't want noise-canceling headsets, that they actually introduce more noise?
Yes, because the way active noise-canceling works is to phase reverse the sound that's picked up by an internal microphone and then feed it back into the ear cup out of phase so that it cancels out the noise that's there. And the concept is beautiful, and it's been, from an engineering standpoint, very, very well developed, and there's some very, very good circuitry out there. The difficulty is two things. One, it's not effective in the medium to higher frequencies. Anything above engine noise, when you get into the speech frequencies, active noise canceling simply can't react fast enough to be of any value at all. It tries to react, and in doing so, it introduces noise in the speech frequencies, making them less clear. That's why we call our headset a clarity aloft headset, because of the clarity of the sound. Without introducing that active noise canceling, we don't interfere with the speech frequency sounds. So you can hear clearly at a much lower radio volume than you normally could. In fact, in tests done by the U.S. Army on Black Hawk helicopters, they compared this passive system to the best active noise canceling, and they found that the pilots could hear a complex clearance and repeat it back accurately at a 7 dB lower radio volume. And they found that damage wasn't being caused by ambient noise as much as by turning the radio up to be able to hear the clearances. And so if you don't have to crank the radio up, you don't damage your hearing, life is good.
So it's not the background noise that's causing the hearing damage, it's you turning the radio up too high to overcome
that background, that background noise, precisely because any aviation headset, you know, even the oldest passive headsets, give you very adequate hearing protection if you use them. But then when you introduce other noise like radios, then you damage hearing. So it's more damage caused by radio volumes than by ambient noise.
Now, if I want to loan this out to my friends, say for example, you know, you don't really want to be sticking earplugs in your ear that others are using, so I assume...
Depending on how good the friend is, you might not want to do that. And so you basically, the canal tips are a throwaway replaceable item, so you just unscrew them when they get too dirty or when someone else wants to use them, and then just screw on a new one. So it's sort of like a better fit than a custom ear mold, but it's something you can throw away and is disposable.
Now, you've been out for more than a minute or two there.
Yes, we have. Yeah, we've been in business about 6 years now, and we've weathered the economic storm quite nicely and are getting more and more just word-of-mouth acceptance.
We're seeing a pretty good following.
We really are. The people at Oshkosh that come into our booth to buy a headset now, I guess maybe half of them have a friend that has one and swears by it. When a person's trying one on, someone's always walking by and grabs them and says, "You got to buy this. It's
really great." I have a hard time keeping mine.
I've heard that.
Yeah, I have the same problem. I quite often, you know, people who I fly with is like, "What's that headset?" And, you know, because I
now
have
you
one
fly
myself.
Professionally.
Yes.
And
I fly
regularly.
In the 121 environment in jet, and it works great. And I also fly little GA stuff, usually in a glass star, and it works equally as well in the glass star as it does in a jet.
It's about the only headset we're aware of that works in virtually every aircraft. It can be used from the smallest to the largest, from the home built to DC-3s.
And an aspect I'm not as familiar with as I'd like to be, finances permitting, is of course a helicopter,
mm-hmm.
and there's a little different noise situation going on there. I'm guessing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
And what kind of a market do you have there?
Actually, helicopters, because of the very high turbine noise, mm-hmm. and wind noise and rotor noise, are an ideal candidate for this, because in very, very high noise, there's no other system that reduces the noise as much as this does. We had two DC-3 pilots yesterday tell us that this is the only headset they've ever worn that on takeoff in a DC-3 you can communicate with.
Really?
And that's a really noisy airplane.
Well, like you said earlier, the Army is using these
in Black Hawk helicopters.
Tips.
Yeah, the same hearing system without the microphone.
Okay.
And then we have a microphone for general aviation, of course.
Now, you've got a little black box on the dongle of the...
The dongle. I haven't heard that called that before.
Okay. Right. The plugs, mm-hmm. of yours. Now, what controls do you have on this headset?
That's the volume control for the earpieces is the main control. And then we have a stereo mono switch for whatever intercom you happen to have in your aircraft. Because we're using hearing aid speakers and we're eliminating all the background noise, the audio quality is just awesome. So music is really quite excellent.
And
then there's also, yes, a music input, so you can plug in your iPod to when you're not busy with flying duties, you can sit back and listen to the iPod.
Is that a new development with generations that have come since the...
Since our first one. Yeah, this is really our second one we introduced that included that.
And what sort of changes have you seen since the very first... It came out 6 years ago. How many iterations of the product have you gone through?
We've actually had three. And of course, we have some more on the drawing board that I really can't talk about today, but the first one was... used the same concept of the very high quality speakers and very good microphone. It was a monaural headset, and we've improved it structurally quite a bit since then. So I'd say structural improvements and a stereo function were our next development. And then about 2 years ago, we introduced a technical TSO certified, technical standard order certified headset for airline pilots that have to have TSO certification.
Now, if somebody wanted to come and see this product here at AirVenture, where can they find you?
Oh, we'd love to talk to them over in Building C. We're just as you walk in the main door, we're just slightly to your left, near XM Weather and Shell Oil. So just look for the Shell Oil booth, and we're right across from that.
All right. Well, I'm Wireless Mike.
And Magneto Mel.
And Bill Waterman.
And you've been listening to EAA Radio.